Hi everyone, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and this is the Lightship program to help you get more into your body with your spirit, to offer some sample healings, and just to maybe talk about the Lightship. So if you have any questions, go to the fast chat if you would and type something in and we'll see if we can answer those for you. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace? I'll just see if you're there.
Hi, yes, I'm here, and hello, and welcome, everyone. And we just had a wonderful conference call that ended a few minutes ago with a group of people that went to the Creation Lightship for a beautiful healing session. So if anybody wants to talk about their experiences on the conference call, if you're also on the fast chat, that would be great. Or if there are those of you that haven't been on a conference call and you want to find out what happens on those, we could talk about that, too. Just go ahead and let us know what you're interested in talking about tonight. If you're new and you somehow managed to find this program on the Friday night station 2, then if you'd like to, you can communicate with us by fast chat and just go to the Creation Lightship page from our time slot. Scroll down the page and you'll see a beautiful light being there who's from the Creation Lightship. And just below her is a link that says BBS Fast Chat. And if you click on that, then a window will pop up for you so that you can type in your questions or requests and so forth, and we will see what we can get to throughout the hour. So the whole purpose of this program is to connect you with your own divinity within and end the search for your divinity outside of yourself and to bring you healing in preparation for the upcoming ascension. So on that note, I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, for getting started with the healings.
Okay, so what we'll first do is some entity releases. So here we go. We'll work with the bottom of your feet, and we'll go up to your ankles, knees, and work through your whole body up to the top of your head. So here we go, releasing entities from everyone. And they come to us from pain and trauma. If you have any physical pain, they attach. Any emotional traumas, they'll come to us. Remember, they experience those, and that's how they live with that energy. So the energy that they live on needs to be spirit energy. And this is kind of much like the dark side is how they live on us, too. So since this body is initially severed from its original physical body, it needs to find another body to live off of or live on, one or the other, and it'll take away your energy, which you may not even know about it, but it will take away your energy as it enters into your presence. And if it's a really strong entity, then it can also come into your consciousness and make a home with you and take over your body, so like a body snatcher in a sense. But we all have a few of these hanging on to us, if not thousands. So we're going to start releasing them now. Remember getting a phone call from one lady, and she's all worried, and she goes, "Oh, man, somebody said I have an entity, and I want to get it off me." I go, "Oh, well, if you only have one, you're doing very well." And so I did a session with her, and she felt much better. When I do the entity work with the one-hour session, I normally get between 60 to 100 of these off of you, and I tell you what kind of traits they basically have at times, and all of a sudden you start realizing that maybe you might recognize, maybe half of what I'm telling you as far as the lifestyle that you're leading that this entity is doing to you. And so once they're released, then that entity is no longer with you. You can also draw new ones to you, but what gets released from you is gone. So this is very good for addictions with people, because entities basically will cause your addictions. So now we're working in our solar plex area, taking away entities there. And let's just say that you have a problem with your stomach, and maybe you have like the acid reflux problem. Well, you're going to attract entities who have that. And so you may be having your own problem, along with a bunch of them coming to you, causing that problem to occur because they resonate with that energy. They will bring in and imprint into you that energy that they had in that last body, which is what they recognize, and then you're going to go through a lot more pain because they're with you, because they're bringing you the pain of that last person that had or maybe died of that illness. So this is how entities can cause us physical harm and physical pain. Here we go. Working now with your shoulders, going up to the top of your head, and they're released. This is what we can do in this short amount of time right now. Now, naturally, since we created a void, and these things left you, you must feel the void. So we have to now bring in your spirit energy, and the spirit with you also helped to release the entities previously, and it will also connect with the other parts of you that are out there in the cosmos that left because of the way life is here, through the struggles and traumas, etc., and it's now going to help to collect these parts of you along with the light ship. So they're collected now. We're going to have to balance them out, put them back into neutral again, because they don't want to be here otherwise. And here we go. Coming into you. So one, count to 10 as they come in. 1, 2. This could be, you know, 1,000 or more pieces of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do a chakra alignment. Remember, we have many, many energetic bodies. There's 108 of these. And these bodies all do different things for us. And these bodies all lumped together create the physical body. So here we go. We're going to do a chakra alignment, going to your heart center first. There we go. Perfect. And throat chakra. And this connects your chakras to all of your energetic bodies. There we go. And third eye. Good. Power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. We'll do an opening now for everyone if you wish to have your chakras expanded out so that they're a little bit larger to allow more healing. And we'll do so. We'll go body width. So we'll go to your heart center. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going now down below the heart, power chakra, solar plex area, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, below the navel, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is taking your thoughts, your mental body, and dropping it into your heart center so that you can actually be heart-centered. And you should feel your thoughts coming from that area. And when you're there, then you can connect to your spirit and request guidance. Have this nice communion with your mental body and your spirit of who is with you at this time and always with you. So this is a wonderful connection. We'll put some music on afterwards. So I'm going to drop you down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, what you think with, your awakening consciousness. Could call it ego self or whatever. And your first floor of the elevator, we'll call that your heart center. We're going to drop you down. So here we go. 10, and just feel the energy moving. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Again, you're connected now to your heart center. Just stay there and request guidance from your spirit. Should be able to hear that voice inside of yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we have some requests and questions on the fast chat, so let's take a few of those up right now. See, Cindy is asking, and I hope I'm getting this right, she says that if all of the energies on the light ship have the combined healing energy of each one, then why do we ask for a specific one like, you know, the dolphins and so on instead of the combined energy?
Okay. Some people like to feel different types of energies as they come to you. Much like down here, there are different practitioners that you may go to. Let's just say that you, or even like in a checkout line, you're going into the grocery store, we'll say, and maybe there's five checkers lined up, and you happen to pick the one that you like. On the light ship, it's the same way. You're at free choice to select which type of divine being, which is taking an extraterrestrial life form body, because they haven't incarnated yet. Remember, when they incarnate, they will have a body normally where they're going to. So we'll say if the planet has fish on it, they'll have a fish body. If the planet has trees, they'll have a tree body. If the planet has dolphins, they'll have dolphins. So that's what kind of happens. So what happens when we bring in different energies during the conference calls and even on this show here, that's the ones that choose to come in to help you. And then a side note, each one of those particular teams will have a different type of consciousness of healing. Now, when you are on my conference calls for like the 1 hour or even the 4 hour one that we're having tomorrow at 1 o'clock PST, and that cost is $60, if you wish to come on that, then you request when you go into each room which doctors you want to have, you know, work with you. So these doctor teams are going to help you as much as they can, as much as you're allowing them to help you. And it's true that they all have, the end result is very possibly the exact same thing, but it's just the way that they go through their procedures. Some teams, and each team is three doctors, may be quicker than another team, but you're at free choice to decide which ones you want to interact with. So I hope that answered your question. So yes, they do have all divine energy, and it depends on your free choice of which ones you choose to use. So we bring in a sampling of the different energies down here. And on the conference call, like tonight, for instance, we brought in the swans. We brought in, I think, the turtles, maybe the penguins. These are all water energies. There's many more water energies, but there's like the white dolphins. There's the golden dolphins. There's many types. There's like a dogfish. And I can go on forever probably, but I'll stop with the water ones. There's also tree spirits. There's flower spirits. There's birds and bees that heal. There's crystals on the light ship that heal. So just about everything that you can think of that's down here is there, plus many, many more. There's rooms that you go into that have holographic images that can heal. Remember, these are all creation energies that have not incarnated yet, and that means that they still have a light being status on the light ship. Now, after they leave the light ship, then from there, they're like you, just a regular spirit, and then you go to your home base energy, and from there you do your incarnations throughout the universe and actually experience a body life form. So that's kind of how the system works, and I hope that answered the question for you. Back to you, Sylvia. Hello, Sylvia.
Okay, here I am. So, yeah, that was a great explanation of that, and now I'm looking. We have a question on the fast chat that is wanting to know if you could talk about and describe about the lack energy that's used in some of the clearings.
Yes, tonight we went into a room on the conference call, and this energy, the room is a very special room. We call it the centrifuge room. The walls are silver. You're in a circular room. The walls spin at different frequencies, different RPM, we'll just use that term. and it will resonate with the thoughts. Remember, the thoughts that you have inside of yourself is basically the enemy, okay? That's the negativity. That's the your ancestors' belief systems, which and that also translates down here right now, this very minute, into your physical body illnesses. So when you go into the centrifuge room, I bring in the energy of lack. And the lack energy resonates to all of these things that are in opposition to the light. Another way of saying it is that when you judge the source energy, because the source energy is 100% perfect in all of its creations, and it only works in the now. So once you start to judge the source energy, then that puts you in separation from the source. And the lack energy, what we use the term as far as lack, knows all about this energy of what you're missing, and that's what we call it, the lack energy, because it's very, very powerful. So it can resonate with the energies that you have inside of your body, different thought forms. Most people, I think, when they go in there, do a lot of addiction healing, and that could be anything. An addiction just could be recycling the same issue over and over and over again, which is like an addiction. It can also take away situations in your life, and it's designed for healing, physical healing. So when you go to the light ship, this is all designed for physical healings of your physical body. Now down here, what's left here, and which does not go to the light ship, is all the emotions. And the emotional body stays here. Remember, the light ship never created your emotions. It did not create judgment. So the emotional body is like your large sponge, in a sense, like a shock absorber for the body, and it collects all the judgment energies that surround you so that your physical body will not be terminated, basically destroyed by all the judgments. And these judgments are basically psychic energies, and this is why they did not go to the light ship, because this is part of the Earth's energy down here. And also when you go to the light ship, you have bodies that are created for the physical body, and if any of them have been corrupted by the darkness, and the light ship does not want the darkness to come aboard, then you will go into quarantine with those bodies. So I do a special clearing for quarantine bodies also, if you wish to do that too. But those bodies will never be healed on the light ship unless we do it down here, because the light ship cannot be corrupted with negative energy. It has to hold 100% spirit energy. So it gets your spiritual blueprint of your body, and that's what it works with. Everything else does not go to the light ship. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's talk, if you don't mind, just a little bit more about what you were just mentioning, the healing that you do for the quarantine bodies. So does it work so that, let's say, a particular individual, when they go up to the light ship, maybe out of 108 of their different energetic bodies, maybe like 20 of them have to be quarantined because of something that's attached to them, then you would work with those 20 to clear them of whatever is in there that isn't able to go to the ship?
Yes, I would find out from the light ship exactly what bodies needed to be healed. There may not be a name for them. We just give them a different number. And then the light ship down here, working through me, would heal the bodies so that they could receive healing also on the light ship as a complete unit. So what would happen is we'd take away the densities from those corrupted bodies. And these bodies could be attached by the dark side. And so the light ship does not want to have a, say, an informant, we'll say, coming in, or a spy from the dark side into the light ship, because it would contaminate it. So the light ship only takes in what it created, and that's how it works with it. So it did create your initial spiritual blueprint of your physical body. And even though it was altered typically by extraterrestrials, it still holds spiritual integrity. And that's the parts on the light ship that the light ship works with, is the physical parts of you that it created, okay, as far as your spiritual blueprint. So the corruptible bodies do not go there, much like the emotional body, and that's why you have to work on yourself down here. So the light ship does heal you 100% up there on the light ship. and people can feel the energies. I've seen people actually comment that they saw a friend of theirs, you know, who was missing maybe a leg, was walking perfectly fine with both legs, but down here they still had, you know, a leg missing. But on the light ship, you are corrected. Now, what happens is when you leave the light ship, remember, you just don't go up. You're like, say, tomorrow we're going up for a four-hour ascension call. You don't go up there for just, say, 4 hours. You're there continuously and here continuously, too. So if you like, think of your light bulb in your house being turned off and on at 120 times a second, it's the same way on the light ship. You're here, then you're there, you're here, you're there. You know, you're on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off continuously. And this is why the healings take place, because when you come down here, you may not know that you've been down here maybe a zillion times, you know, in a second. But when you come down here, then it's up to you to request your healing over again, because the healings that were on the light ship may not work down here. So then you ask them to give you some more help. And sometimes they can actually override some of these bodies down here to, you know, have a miracle happen. But if not, then the bodies need to be worked with. And this is why I do several clearings. This is why I do an emotional body, a fear body, anxiety body, trauma body, pain body. I do a past life, a sensory body. I do an immaculate conception body. I can take and heal your spirit from its initial source energy. If I'm going to lift the source, whenever that was, your first incarnation, back to this one here. I do just many, many healings. So all these healings deal with the fact that you are in a separation from spiritual truth, which is judgment. And so you have picked up judgment in your thoughts, or the body has picked up the judgments from their ancestors and in this lifetime. And this is what you're dealing with, is to get rid of these energies. And also I do, like I said, a spirit healing from your initial conception to now. So if your spirit was ever contaminated, you know, let's just say 10 million years ago, well, your spirit will not be realigned unless it gets realigned as brand new from the light ship. So you could be missing part of your spirit. This happens to people down here on the earth plane. People tap into the dark side energies knowingly, and they give their spirit away to the dark side. You know, they want to gain something, so they align themselves through some kind of ritual practice, and when that happens, the dark side taps into your spirit energy and steals part of you and takes you to the dark side universes, and you may not ever be found again. Well, the light ship can go out and attempt to find you, but if not, then you know, you're missing a part of yourself. This is why we go back to the teachings of Jesus: don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is inside of you, and don't look outside, because if you look outside, you're going to probably get zapped or do harm to your spirit and or harm to your physical body, because you're connecting yourself to the dark side. Remember, you have all the answers, and you should always ask your spirit first. Do that heart drop like we did, you know, 15 minutes ago. Go into your heart and ask if this practitioner is the one to work with. If they're not running light energy, then you don't want to work with them. And I shouldn't even use the word light energy. I'll switch that and change that. You should be using the energy from your spirit to heal someone, just by calling on light energy or white light energy or any other kind of energy out there, does not necessarily mean that you are bringing in source energy. Your spirit has source energy. It's not connected to mind at all. So if you bring in the white light energy just by asking it to come into you, which many people do, they ask for protection from that, you're getting the white light energy from the God plane energy, which is in duality. So you're bringing in a darkness energy in duality to you that you think is white light. Your mind cannot discern that. Your spirit can, but your mind cannot. And so this is why you always must connect to your spirit. This is what this program is about, to give you the teachings of Jesus, which are just very, very simplistic. But in our day, in our society, the mind has been running rampant here. And the teachings that are out there, a lot of them are dark side teachings, trying to mimic the light. So back to you, Sylvia. You have to be very, very cautious.
Okay, well, let's see. Switching gears a little bit, we have a question from Ed, which is, do they ever use musical instruments to heal with?
They'll use Yes, I'm sure they do on the light ship, yes. Remember, these are conscious beings like yourself, and they can use instruments like that also, yes, that is true.
I know that we've had the choirs and singing.
Yep, we have
which
the light ship choir that sings to you and resonates the energies through you. We also have
okay.
rooms with oxygen that you can breathe. In fact, we'll bring down one of the oxygens right now since we just mentioned that word here. So here it comes. We're going to bring in healing oxygen for us here. There's many on the light ship. We'll just say maybe 100 of these. And we're going to bring in number 27. So like everybody, just to take a deep breath and maybe exhale, do this a couple of times, and watch your light beam on your screen if you wish. If you're new to the program, just scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing, about an inch or so down, and look at the light beam. And here comes number 27. And I'm going to put some music on so you can enjoy this oxygen. And just take a bunch of deep breaths, and it should be different for you than what we had a minute ago here. It's here right now. Another question here. I'll answer this one here, Sylvia. It's from Cindy. How long do the healings last? That's a very, very good question. First thing is, how is your consciousness? What do you believe in healing? What did your ancestors believe in healing? Remember, you're living the life of your ancestors. Did all of your ancestors, let's say there's a million of them, do they believe that the healings that they have on a spiritual basis from their spirit is going to be 100%. I would say if they all believe that and you believe it yourself, the healing will last forever. Okay? Now let's say that you have 500,000 of these beliefs that your spirit cannot do any healing on you whatsoever. Is that healing going to last on you? Probably not. Remember, the healings only take place according to your belief system. What is your belief? The belief of your ancestors. So on the light ship, you are healed. It's what you do with it down here is how the healing is going to last with you. Have you had an emotional healing, Cindy? I could ask you that. Have you had a fear body? Have you had a mental body? Have you had a past life clearing? Well, if you have not had these, then more than likely you may have a healing that will not last very long because you haven't got rid of your densities. So it's up to you. That's your responsibility of your body to heal these invisible bodies that are creating your problems. And I definitely recommend also, besides those healings, you do want to get your twin flame energy to yourself to help you and your whole lifetime here so you're not only one half of a spirit here. And then also I recommend having a parallel life and a planetary healing. And those are all very, very important. And if you want to go deeper on yourself, then you want to do your seven generational clearing. And that's the one that you probably work with more right now as far as the mindset of your life. This is like the caste system. It goes back probably about 250 years from now, and so you're living the lives of those people very, very strongly as compared to what happened maybe 5,000 years ago. So that's another clearing that I do. You may want to do a seven-generational clearing that works with your blood. You may want to do other clearings. So there's many clearings that you need, okay, it's not necessarily what you want, it's what you actually physically need to have healing. So the answer again is, how long do the healings last? That depends up to you. What is your consciousness? What is it telling you? Ask your spirit how long they're going to last. Remember, if you have a problem and you need a healing, that only means that you have something wrong with you. You have something wrong with one of your energetic bodies. And you have to get that cleared out to have that healing last yourself for a long time. And then that goes back to, how long do you plan to live? Your body is created in pure divine energy, and it can live forever. But these bodies that are around you, these invisible bodies that pick up the densities of the negativity, being separated from spiritual truth by having ET implants, etc., brought to it, are preventing you from having a long life here. So I hope I answered your question. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have next on the fast chat, we have a request from Mila for the MMNM energy. So that would be Archangel Michael, Melchizedek, and Metatron.
Okay, so here comes the triple M's. We'll look at the lightning on your screen, and we'll bring in these energies here. And here we go. We'll first bring in Metatron here. I'll leave him with you for about a minute here. And he's coming in. That feels great. And what I will say is that there is no modalities out there in healing on this earth plane that can heal like the creation light ship can, because they created you. So if you're interested in having healings that work, then that's the best way for you to go, because there's nothing on this planet Earth that is going to heal you other than creation energy. And this is from the light ship. And the light ship only comes here once every 2,000 years for a short amount of time. And the light ship will probably be leaving, I believe, probably in about maybe 2013 sometime, I think. That's my gut reaction right now. So it depends, you know, what you want to do with your body. How much do you love your body? Are you willing to have your body do the ascension? It doesn't have to do the ascension, but you love your body enough to do the work to have that done. Okay, here comes the next energy. We'll put in Melchizedek is coming. And here we go. Look at the light beam here. There we go, and Melchizedek is coming. Wonderful. And now we'll bring in Archangel Michael. And it's feeling great. And we'll put some music on. And again, you want to request healing if you like them to work with you. They only work through your heart center, never with the mind, because the mind is the darkness. The mind's the trap here. It cannot do anything to you in divine energy because it wasn't created by the light ship. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, since you were talking about the teachings of Jesus, would you like to bring in the energy of Jesus?
Sure. So here he comes. Watch the light being here. And here we go. I'll count to 10 as the energy comes in. You can actually watch the eyes change and the actual transformation of this picture on your monitor screen change. So one, two. In fact, if you want to bring Jesus up on the fast chat there, or even on the screen someplace, you can see the picture of Jesus. Pull him up on your monitor if you wish, and you're going to see the whole picture change. So I'll let you do that here. Here we go. If you're on the fast chat, just go below the fast chat, and you can see four pictures there, and the third one over, we'll just say it's Jesus. So here it comes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Okay, so I'll just talk a little bit here about the God plane energy. This is what everybody listening to this program and probably everybody on the earth is used to, the duality energy. And that's known typically as the God energy here. That's what people pray to when they go to churches. The church is kind of got askew. Remember, the light ship, the source energy does not need you to pray to them. You know, you're just like a little speck, you know, on the wall, or like a sand in the ocean as far as the creation energy is concerned. So you're out to do your thing, and you're incarnated here to do what you wish to do, except you got trapped here by the ETs. But going away from that, the ETs brought us the religions here. That's why I have people listen to the movie or watch it, you know, 10,000 BC. I'll give you an idea of what actually has happened here. And so when you go to those churches, or you start praying to a god, what god are you connecting to? You're not connecting to the light ship, okay, number one. So you're connecting yourself up to some negative extraterrestrial life form that could be anywhere. Remember, as you're connecting yourself to it, it's a two-way street. They can use you, put implants in you, etc., mind control you, which is the main thing. And then from there, you're like a sitting duck here, and you think that you're doing something very nice and honorable and holy to yourself. So the main thing to do is just ask your spirit for guidance and help. This is the teachings that we have here. Don't go outside of yourself. So the whole energy of the God energy here is actually corruptible, and it is corrupted. It might have good intentions, or you might think that it has, but remember, it works in duality. So how much of the duality is the God energy? You know, it's hard to say. I don't get into that. I don't connect to it. And remember, you can do yourself harm by doing that. So if I were to go to a church, much like Jesus would right now, and tell the minister that, I'd be, out of the door real quick by somebody. So anyway, this program gives you a lot of truth, and a lot of people who listen to it have probably been through that genre of going to churches, and you're still looking for answers and stuff, typically outside of yourself, until you find this one here, then we tell you to go inside. Like I mentioned on the other show, people come to me and they say, what kind of tools can you give me? I go, the only tool you need is from your spirit. Oh, no, I don't want that. I don't want to know about my spirit, you know. That's too hard to connect to. I want to be able to buy a crystal skull or some kind of healing wand or a pendant around my neck, or I want to do some kind of rituals where I can feel the energy coming into my body and have a twitch and shake. Well, that's all negative stuff. So you want to be very careful on what you're doing. This is why I always tell people to go to your spirit first, in your heart, and then from your heart, your spirit will never bring you anything that's negative. It'll only bring you divine energy. When you heal with your heart energy, we'll say you're doing Reiki, that's the biggest thing out there right now, possibly, as far as healing that people are accepting for spiritual healing work, which is invisible. When you do the Reiki healings, you want to have the energy from your heart, from your spirit. Tell your spirit you want to do healing, and then have the energy from your spirit go through you into the person. The other way is that you say, okay, I'm now a Reiki student, I'm even a Reiki master, and I ask the universe to give me this beautiful energy. Well, what's the universe? It's full of negative ETs too. You're bringing in all kinds of crap to yourself and to the person, and you might not even realize it. So you're connecting them and yourself by invoking the universal energy, which you think is divine love, which it is not, to yourself, because you're opening yourself up to portals and stargates and the consciousness of mass consciousness, and it's not divine energy. Like I said, the light ship does not, you know, zap energy down to you. It never does that. It doesn't give you a link, you know, like an extension cord to it. That link is your spirit. So when you invoke anything outside of yourself, you know, there's many words for that, universal love energy or anything like that. That energy is duality energy. Your spirit is what's with you, which has the divine with it. And like I say, the only difference between you, yourself, your physical body, and a master is that the masters have eliminated the densities out of their body so they can actually walk and talk with their spirit. And that's the difference. Other than that, if you're full of densities, then you need to get rid of them if you choose to live a more peaceful life and to get out of duality. And the God plane works in duality, brought to you by the wonderful extraterrestrials that are supposed to be here to save us. So don't count on it. There's a lot of people talking about them coming down from the skies, cleaning our water, doing this, doing that. You know, well, where are they? I don't put any faith in that whatsoever. In fact, if an extraterrestrial UFO ship were to land, I'd be going the other direction, believe me. So anyway, going aside from that, our show is slowing down here. We have to probably get off, looks like maybe in 5 minutes or so. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so a little bit ago we were talking about how long does a healing last. Well, let's take a little bit of a different slant on that and talk about what some of the things are that people can do to hold on to that resonance after healing so that they can integrate that.
Well, the first thing is just to stay out of judgment. And, you know, if you cleaned yourself out of that issue from your ancestors, then that issue will never come upon you again. So there's so many energies out there that can relate to it, especially entities. So you want to be basically entity free, because they will bring in that issue to you automatically, because they recognize the energy and wish to live with you with that energy. So that's kind of a hard question to answer, but the main thing is that you want to have healings from the light ship so that you can become more pure and get rid of the judgment energies that are in your energetic bodies around you. And then going a step further here, you know, there are people that have done witchcraft on other people, and you could be having spells and curses put on you, you know, from past lives and maybe even parallel lifetimes. So, you know, it gets very, very complicated very quickly. So the main thing is just to start working on yourself, have the light ship do healings with you, and, you know, get those hour sessions to get yourself cleaned out so that you can live a more peaceful life. The people that are listening who have had clearings from me know that this is true. So 1 hour of a healing will change your life. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. Would you like to bring in another, maybe one last energy? I think we have 5 minutes left tonight before we need to get off the air.
Sure, let's bring in the energy of Mother Mary. Now, again, there's a Mother Mary energy on the God plane, and that energy is attached to the statue that you see here in churches, okay? And the energy from the light ship, where her spirit was created, is completely different than the God plane Mother Mary energy. So we're going to bring in the energy of her spirit that came into the physical person, Mother Mary, and then it got corrupted down here by the duality of the God plane, okay? So here we go. We're going to bring this energy in now. Remember, the light ship does not bring in energy here and hold it as a charge, okay? When I do jewelry pendant charging, I charge it up for where you are right now in your life, and we bring in pure love energy into that jewelry. And it will last until you outgrow that energy. It doesn't continuously be charged up by the light ship. It's a one-time process, and at that point, it's completely cleared of love energy, and it has love energy in it, so the clearing takes place. So the light ship never has and never will energize physical objects down here with a particular trait of that being, okay? The spirit energy could be possibly with it in some type of totality from the God plane as the light beings came down into this duality, but it all depends how far the dark side has overtaken that energy. So as you bring in, we'll say, Mother Mary's energy from the God plane, you may get, let's just say hypothetically, 30% of the initial energy from the light ship and maybe 70% of the darkness. But remember, your mind really can't tell the difference. Now, from the light ship, bringing the energy down to you, it's, you know, perfect, whole, and complete, and it's pure love energy. But the energy will not stay with you. That's why when we energize the pictures here, like the light being on your monitor screen, it's only energized for a certain amount of time, and then the light ship pulls back the energy, because they're not going to stick around giving their energies out to everything forever. And this is why the light ship is here, is to teach you and to educate you on light or on creation energy. And creation energy is a non-judgment. So we're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary from the light ship, and this is your pure spirit energy. So I'll count to 10 as it comes into the light beam. So here we go. Question your spirit. Your spirit is what looks out of your eyes. That resides in your heart center. This is your divine connection to creation, is your spirit. It's a fragment of the divine. Here we go. Bringing her in, this is the source energy. We can use that terminology too, of Mother Mary. And since we know her down here and certain attributes, this energy will come in with the attributes that is known here on planet Earth of Mother Mary, and it'll be pure love energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll put some music on so you can listen and relax and have a wonderful time experiencing Mother Mary. Remember, she only comes to your heart center. Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we actually are out of time, a couple minutes over, so there's a lot of great questions still on the fast chat that we didn't get a chance to get to, so maybe we can take those up tomorrow night. We'll be on again at 9 p.m. Pacific time, if you're able to be there. Appreciate all of your questions and your participation. It's wonderful to have that input. And tomorrow night is Saturday night on the Lightship. So we look forward to seeing you then. Until then, blessings and love to everyone, and good night.
Good night, everybody. And if you wish to connect to go on the four-hour call tomorrow, just send me an email at healing@creationlightship.com, and we can make arrangements for that. So blessings to all of you, and good night.